John Rainey joins us. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Scott.
Good. Yeah, I know y'all are, Senate already has their committee assignments, and the House still waiting on theirs, and I guess that kind of slows things, the process down a little bit.
It does, and I'm expecting maybe middle of next week that we'll get those assignments, and I'm hoping and that I'll get to stay on the same committees that I'm on, and I kind of expect to stay on appropriations and higher ed.
Well, let's talk for a minute about that. Of course, the Senate rolled out their budget earlier this week. Last week, the House rolled their budget out. There are some differences in there, and the first one I'd like to talk about, which gets some play for better or worse, and that is that there is no funding for the Public Integrity Unit in the Senate budget, but there is in the House budget. And your thoughts there?
Well, you know, I don't know what the Senate's thinking. We have to have some kind of budget and pay for people to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And I'm in favor of a Public Integrity Unit, whether we keep it with the Travis County DA's office or move it to some other place is I guess, debatable. But to make sure that all of us, whoever we are doing the right thing, whether we be Republican, Democrat, liberal, or conservative, we need to have somebody that kind of looks over our shoulder and asks questions. And I'm happy for that to exist. I think that's good for responsible government.
Well, and the idea that it be on the state level, I can understand that. Taking that out of the county level might make some sense. But, you know, as we talk about, there's only one thing that y'all are really charged to do by law, and that is to pass this budget. And so I guess, can we say that there's been more disparity in years past than what we are looking at this time?
You know, I don't know. The one thing that I was having a question, and I'm not saying we won't do it. I'm just saying I don't know how we're going to handle it. The Senate version wants to reduce or give tax relief of I guess, $4 billion. And with things going on the way they are and education needing money, we're growing state, needing highways, I don't know whether we're going to be able to do that. Would I like to? Absolutely. But we really run a pretty efficient government for a state the size that we are. Is there areas of improvement? Sure there are, and we need to be looking at those. But I don't know how we're going to do $4 billion worth of property tax relief.
John Rainey joining us from Austin. And, you know, you said it when we were talking last week about the junior college free. I mean, it has to be paid for someplace. And, you know, you're mentioning property taxes, but also in that Senate budget, they're looking at doing something as far as the franchise tax is concerned. So, I mean, there's two places where we're looking at cuts. And like you say, it's got to be made up someplace else.
Well, you know, I guess then we're talking about it is sales tax going to grow that much because of increased sales, and I really haven't looked at it that close yet to see, and we will be looking at it soon, I'm sure, but that would be the only area that I can think of that would take up that slack, and I just don't think it's going to be that great. The other thing, you know, they're talking about to help fund transportation is taking a big portion of the sales tax on automobiles and putting in Fund 6,
mm-hmm.
and that just means more comes out of general revenue. So, again, good question, how we make up that general revenue.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yes, it is. And well, let me tell you, though, there's some good things that are coming. We have made improvement on the transparency and those various funds that we're using to approve the budget, if the comptroller does. And we're working to make sure that we work away from that. I think there was about $3 billion last time that we cleaned up, and there may have been about $8 billion total. So it's going to take a little time, but we're going to either use those taxes and those fees the way they're supposed to be, or in my opinion, we ought to do away with them.
Yeah, no, I agree. You don't. That goes back to that old joke about the lottery being for education all the time. Somehow or other, a pile of money and a politician, it doesn't work out very well, quite honestly. John Rainey joining us from Austin now. Of course, waiting on the committee assignments, there's some other things that have to be done, and I know that you had an opportunity to put together a meeting between the chancellor and the interim president and some of the Aggie legislators over there.
That was a real fun event, and I have to thank Todd Staples for helping put that together. And then there were about 10 or 12 other lobbyists who are Aggies who facilitated that. It was a really nice deal. We're going to try to do maybe three or four of those during the session. We may have somebody like Gary Blair come over and talk to us. and these are really opportunities for team building, for relationship building, and also to enjoy our the things that go on at Texas A&M.
And then also in the Republican caucus, you've moved up into the hierarchy.
Well, I was elected secretary of the caucus, and that's a good thing, I hope and believe. And we need to keep our caucus working good and communicating with the membership. Probably the most important thing of that caucus will be the policy committee that reviews various bills and gives directions to members and what those bills are.
Exactly. Now, do we think when we talk next Thursday, the committee assignments will have been formalized?
You know, if they're not, they probably will be done that day. That's my guess. They may be done as early as Wednesday. It never seems to be told us.
It becomes a surprise.
I'm told that the history is that everybody in the speaker's office leaves town after they give those committee assignments.
They nail them on the door and hit the road, right? John Rainey is the District 14 state representative. He joins us on Thursdays.